Three major pharmaceutical companies announced in recent weeks that they've developed vaccines that could help stop the spread of this novel coronavirus. While hospitals across the country are preparing for the initial wave of doses, healthcare providers in rural areas face significant challenges when it comes to distributing the vaccines. Namely, that many rural hospitals don't have the money to buy or lease the ultra-cold freezers that they need to store the vaccines. Our next guest joins us to talk about this issue and other concerns facing rural hospitals in the state, especially as the number of COVID-19 cases climbs. Tim Size is the executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative. Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Tim, what's your initial reaction to the news that we could have a vaccine soon?
I think like all of us in America, in the world, we're very excited.
And how could that vaccine, once it's available, you know, benefit rural communities?
Well, as most of your listeners know, it's been a tough number of months for both rural communities and urban communities. The summer was not so bad, and then September hit, October, November, and just day after day of increasing cases of people testing positive, and then more and more ending up in the hospital. To the point where a week or two ago, I think most of our hospitals would fairly say they were at capacity. The numbers have dropped a little bit in the last week to 10 days, but most of us are very, very concerned of what might happen once the impact of people getting together for Thanksgiving is almost certain to drive those numbers back up again.
So is this lull maybe a bit of a bright spot when it comes to COVID-19 and the handling in rural areas of Wisconsin?
I'd say very much so. Many of our staff have been working 60, 70 hours a week. This gives hopefully a chance for at least some to get a breather. It also, every minute that we get closer to getting a vaccine and getting people vaccinated is also something we're very thankful for.
But when it comes to that vaccine, I mean, rural hospitals have long been squeezed financially well before the pandemic. And it sounds like the equipment needed to store at least the two American versions of this vaccine, that equipment is highly specialized. It's expensive. So what are we looking at in terms of the challenges of health systems storing the vaccine so they can give it to people?
We're looking at some major challenges. It's the freezers themselves for the Pfizer vaccine are quite expensive. My guess is if that was the only way to go, we would all find money to do it. Whether it's the best use of the money is another question. I'm hopeful that we can use dry ice instead of every rural hospital paying for a freezer they would use for a few weeks and never use again. I think the problem is, though, it's not at all clear how many freezers are actually available. I know some of our members have put an order in for one, but there's no confirmation of when they'll get it delivered. I've heard we could get the Pfizer vaccine here in Wisconsin as early as the end of December.
Wow.
I'm not sure if freezers will get here that quickly, but there is a workaround if we have good access to dry ice. I think the bigger challenge in rural Wisconsin, rural America, is Pfizer at this point has said that they will only ship the vaccine in doses of 975. That's a lot more than individual rural hospitals can use in the very initial phase, as there's a priority for the vaccine going to those staff members that have direct contact with patients. So we have either the need for Pfizer to send smaller boxes of the vaccine, or we're going to need, when the vaccine arrives in Wisconsin at various hubs, that those hubs have the capacity and willingness to divide the vaccine into smaller packages.
So very
complicated logistics.
Yeah, I wonder how you would go about brokering those deals or having those conversations, you know, trying to put the patchwork together.
Well, I think that's the work of our unsung heroes. in Madison in state government, who are, I know, working day and night to answer and put together what was a very complicated set of logistics. So basically, there's the federal government has left to the states those decisions. Pfizer and the other companies make their own decisions. So basically, how the drugs will be distributed here in the state initially is a state decision. And then eventually it filters down to our rural hospitals, our urban hospitals and clinics, public health, nursing homes, working with their staff to make sure a safe protocol is in place for the vaccinations.
And when you say state decision, are you talking about the Department of Health? Are you talking about the legislature?
I would say it's the Department of Health, but also all the way up to the governor's office. There are also some emergency capabilities that the state has. So there's a few other people involved rather than just the Department of Health Services.
Tim Size is the executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative, and we're talking about rural healthcare, rural hospitals, and the vaccine that could be coming on the horizon when it comes to trying to control the coronavirus and what rural hospitals might need to actually make that a reality across Wisconsin. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Tim, we talked about what happens if you get a major shipment of vaccine and there is a place to store them and trying to figure out that distribution. But what happens if rural hospitals can't afford freezers or if they can't get a hold of freezers? Are we just out of luck?
No, we have the ability. The boxes that Pfizer uses to ship the vaccine will come to Wisconsin. They'll be flown in. They'll be surrounded in dry ice. So what will be needed will be to either for larger hospitals can take the whole box and start to use it. And they have so many days that they can keep it in dry ice, going in and taking out the vials of the medicine and then shutting it back up. For rural, we'll probably need to subdivide some of those boxes into smaller boxes, pack them with dry ice, get them out to the hospital. Then the hospital can keep them in the dry ice as they themselves pull out doses for local use. So there is a workaround so that our rural clinics and hospitals, if they have a freezer, that's great. It'll make it easier, but there is a way with dry ice to make it work. The bigger issue is making sure that the state has the ability with regional hubs to actually break apart the original shipment from Pfizer into smaller shipments. Because if we can't do that, it's going to be really tough getting the medicine out, the vaccine out to our rural communities.
Hospitals throughout the state have changed a lot during this pandemic. What have our health professionals learned throughout the year?
Well, what I've learned, and I've been working in rural health in Wisconsin for almost 45 years, is how proud I am to be part of a fantastic group of people who just are doing great work. I think we've learned that we need, as people in hospitals and clinics, to have closer relationships with our public health departments, both locally in the state. Fortunately, we've only had a pandemic like this every 100 years, but a lot of people feel there are other public health emergencies that we will continue to face. And so I think what we have learned is we need to develop closer working relationships with public health in a way that, frankly, we haven't done in at least my career.
And what do you want listeners hearing this to think about as they go about their lives right now?
Thank you for that question. I think as some friends of mine in our offices at the co-op are in Sauk City, and someone up there coined the term, we need to remember that hospitals are not, and clinics are not the front line. The front line is the community. And we need our front line to do everything they can in terms of masking, social distancing, to keep people out of the hospital. As you know, we've been at capacity. People have been working long hours. We've had to defer certain other needed medical procedures, because we haven't had a high enough proportion of our fellow citizens wearing masks, doing social distancing. And so we really desperately need that cooperation. We need the frontline really to be working with us so that we can maintain the hospital for those people most in need and not unnecessarily fill it with preventable cases.
Tim, thank you for taking the time for this conversation.
Thank you. Thanks for covering the issue.
Tim Size is the executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative. He joined us today to talk about challenges facing rural hospitals in the state as the COVID-19 outbreak continues, and that includes a lack of funds, a lack of availability to purchase the ultra-cold freezers needed to store the vaccine, and the way that the vaccine will be shipped in bulk.